Is it the school's job to tell you that your own kid is fat? Let's talk about it. 438-WPRO.
Dave Barber on News Talk 630 WPRO.
Have you noticed today how many fat kids there are out there? Young people never even used to contract type 2 diabetes. It was unheard of. It was only in adults. But 140 elementary students in Hyannis got a warning last week. Watch your weight. The students came home with letters after the school did a height and weight screening. Some of them were told they were at risk of being overweight, some of them underweight. Vicki Elliott's daughter, who's 4 feet tall and 66 pounds, was told that she was at a risk of becoming overweight. And Ms. Elliott isn't too happy. She says the letters single kids out over a touchy subject and that it's none of the school's business. It's for her and her doctor to discuss. Would you be offended if your kid's school sent out a letter and maybe your son or daughter was put on notice that they were overweight? Let's discuss it, shall we? 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Call right now. Our lines are open. I'd like you to weigh in, no pun intended, on this meaty topic. I really applaud the school, and I know it's going to rub some parents the wrong way. Who wants to get a letter that your kid is fat? Chances are the parents are fat. Kids today are just too sedentary. They're too busy with their iPods, their computers, PlayStations, etc. They don't get exercise. How would you feel if you received a letter telling you that your son or daughter was overweight? Is that the school's job? Is it a good role that the school is playing here in Hyannis? 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Let me know, too, please, if you are a first-time caller. I always enjoy hearing from new people. Steve in Providence, you're on News Talk 630 WPRO. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Dave.
How are you, Steve Areno?
If I was a parent and my child was going to this said school,
right,
before I would even get a letter and I knew this was coming, I tell you how I'd handle this. I'd go to a lawyer immediately, and I would sue the first fat teacher that would give a letter to my child. If they wanted to lead by example, then if they're fat and overweight and got a big wide butt and want to send me a letter because of my child, they better get themselves into shape too. So this goes two ways. This cuts both ways. And not only that, Dave, let's talk about inconsistency, because this really fraught spot. This is why I hate public education.
Right.
What about the honor roll? You can't put that in the paper because it'll offend anybody. But now we could send out fat letters. Who are we offending now?
Good point. Hey, listen, Steve, you make a good point. I think we ought to employ it with the teachers too.
Absolutely.
But you know their teachers' union would never stand.
Well,
that.
You know what? Then they should shut their big fat mouth. That's why my kids go to parochial school. Number two, well, let me just conclude by saying one thing, Dave, about sedentary students. I like to rollerblade for exercise.
Right.
My kid comes and rollerblades with me for exercise. We go on the street, we rollerblade. Guess what? Can't do that. Can't even skateboard. By the way, play basketball on the street in front of your house? Can't do that. It's illegal. You can't ride a bike a certain place. It's illegal. So you know what? The city, the state, and all these stupid laws because you can't exercise, you can only could go to an exercise place or maybe in your house, and then they're worried about sedentary people.
Right. Hey, listen, Steve, you said a mouthful, my friend. Thanks a million. Now, me, personally, I'm more into skateboarding. That's kind of my thing. All right, I'm lying about that. Does it offend you that the state of Rhode Island owns a building which is home to a strip club? 438-WPRO. Let's talk. Should a cop have the right to ask a minor to consent to a search? Not if Representative Almeida has his way. We're going to talk about it. The Dave Barber Show. Is it possible that God spoke to Pat Robertson? I don't want you to think I'm making fun of it because it's Pat Robertson. I'm not. I don't believe Pat Robertson is just flat out lying. I don't believe he thought this up and said, hey, I can get on Good Morning America if I say God spoke to me about a terrorist attack. I believe that if he took a polygraph test, he'd pass it. But I think he might be ill. But does God talk to you? Could it be possible? 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Joe and Cranston, you're on News Talk 630 WPRO. Hello. Should parents be allowed to smoke with kids in the car? 438-WPRO, it's the Dave Barber Show.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
I am a non-smoker, but I don't care that you smoke. That is your right. It is legal. Across the country, many communities are starting to prohibit smoking inside of privately owned vehicles when there are kids inside. Now we have a Rhode Island lawmaker who was instrumental in the 2005 smoking ban. Senator V. Susan Sosnowski has introduced legislation that would make it illegal for anybody to smoke inside motor vehicles while a child age 6 or younger is a passenger. Now, number one, why is it just dangerous to a kid up to the age of 6? At 7, it's okay, they get secondhand smoke. 12, hey, hand your kid a Lucky Strike if you want. What is this with the age of 6? Government, get out of my life. I do not smoke. I do not believe it's good for you, but I believe that should be the parents' call. You know, when I was growing up, both my parents smoked in the car. I was right there ingesting secondhand smoke, and look at how good I turned out.